Kneel by Goddess of Birth, read by Petika. Summary. Styles isn't letting Derek run away. Not this time. I'm not. Damn it! Styles pulled a face and grimaced, but only looked away for a second before hardening his jaw and staring back up at Derek. Derek, who was frozen, his back plastered against the wall, like he was the 17-year-old easily overpowered by a wolf. And not Styles, who should have been, logically, the more vulnerable of the two, especially since he was currently on his knees. Except Styles was there because Derek had kissed him, full-mouthed and tongued, hand gripped hard enough on his jaw to leave bruises, and then flung him away, horrified, when he realized what he had done, what he had revealed, what he had let slip in that second of gasping relief that Styles was alive. That the rogue Beta hadn't killed him, and Derek had turned to run, to escape fast and far out the window. But somehow, Styles had gotten between him and his exit, kept advancing on him as Derek retreated, all the way until he was trapped between Styles and the wall. No, you don't get to run away. Not now. That's not fair. Derek had scoffed and smirked, and then growled low as he tried to bluff his way out. Please, don't flatter yourself. You're cute, maybe got more brains than Scott and Jackson, but you're just a kid. I've got better things, better people to do. Don't make it more than it was. But God damn it, Styles hadn't even flinched, and only the lightness of his hands as they'd fluttered across Derek's chest and then his neck had betrayed any nervousness or insecurity. Bullshit. You think I don't see? I don't know? You're Scott's alpha. You're my alpha. Styles, openly claiming his place in Derek's pack, had the wolf slavering at the gates of his control. Acceptance, submission, defiance. All things it wanted to claim. He shoved it down because he had to concentrate on what Styles was doing, how his thumbs were stroking across Derek's neck. And Derek couldn't fucking make his body move. You protect us. You want to protect us. Me. From everything. From you. You think you'll be like her. You think you'll be her. Shut up. His mouth finally obeyed his command to move. You have no idea what you're talking about. Styles always backed down when Derek pushed this hard. Always. Not this time. Yes, I do. You think I'm a kid. You think I don't know. Don't know what you want. Don't know what I want. Fuck you. And then Styles was full on kissing him, pressing hard against his mouth in a way that was bruising lips against teeth. And it wasn't sexy. But it wasn't chaste either. And his hands were jerking Derek's t-shirt up and sliding under to touch skin against skin. It was desperate and too fast. And it was all Derek could do not to give in and flip them around, shove Styles against the wall, and grind his dick into his stomach. It was only when Styles' fingers tentatively brushed against the fly of his jeans that Derek managed to evade his mouth, even though it cost him banging his head against the wall in the process. No. His voice was dark and gravelly, and he had a suspicion his eyes were just the side of going red. We're not doing this. Styles closed his eyes, and that stubborn look just made Derek want to fuck him into the bed, settled on his face. His eyes, when they reopened, though, were calm, resolute. Derek, I've watched people die, seen them torn to shred by werewolves or the Argents, saw the girl I loved. Derek couldn't control the curl of his lip or the drop of his fangs, but Styles didn't flinch, just gave a tiny shake of his head. Loved, idiot. Almost die, and then become one of you guys. I'm a human running with wolves, Derek. I'm not going anywhere and not going to change, and you and I both know that means death is always just around the corner. Derek, I... He stopped, and Derek could only stare. Two parts horrified and 1,000 parts turned on as Styles dropped to his knees, one hand resting on Derek's hip and the other one hanging loosely at his side, like he wasn't quite sure what to do with it. His face was... It was better not to think about where his face was, because Derek wanted to arch out, to thrust his pelvis forward until it rubbed against the smooth skin of Styles's lips. He pressed his fingertips hard against the wall. Styles dug his hand into Derek's hip, forcing his attention down. I'm not naive. Maybe I was. I probably was. But none of us are kids anymore. I shot someone last night, and I know they didn't get back up. Shit. Derek had hoped he hadn't figured that out. It wasn't fair. He shouldn't have had to. I'm not... Damn it! Styles looked away and grimaced, but then stared back up again. I'm not a child. I know what I want. I can do this. You're stupid. It's not about what you can do. His hand had traveled half the distance toward Styles' head before he realized it and jerked it back. I could do Kate just fine. The words felt like ash in his mouth, mealy and gritty and suffocating all at once. He still wasn't sure how Styles had figured the whole Kate thing out. He'd never talked to him about it, that was for damn sure. Right now you think you know. You don't. You don't. In a few years, you'd look back, and it wouldn't be a good memory. Fuck you. Styles spit the words out like a weapon. Stop being chicken shit. Derek was breaking. He could feel it in every bone in his body, could feel the wolf dragging along his nerves and up his spine. Hell, even the human was clamoring for him to just give in. He could smell Styles' arousal, could smell his own, could feel every thread in the front of his jeans as they rubbed against his erection. Styles' eyes flicked to the bulge there, and then back at Derek's face, licking his lips without the slightest bit of artifice or intention to seduce. And Derek knew the exact instant his eyes snapped red. You know I'm the one who notices things. You know I'm the person stuck researching, putting shit together. You think I wouldn't research this? I know what you want. He'd said the words before, but they were weightier now, heavier with intent. And Derek knew if there was any time to run, now was it. He found he couldn't move. Styles wrapped his fingers around one of Derek's wrists and brought his hand up to Styles' head, shoving it into his hair so that the strand slid between his digits and they fisted in them without Derek's express permission. You want to keep me, you ass? You want to bite me and mark me and all the other freaky-ass wolf shit so that any werewolf within 100-mile radius knows if they touch me, you'll rip them to shreds. You want a spastic, chatterbox, Adderall-addicted teenager to be stuck with you forever. I know. Derek winced because it sounded just as bad out loud as it had in his head. So irresponsible. So not right. Styles let go of his wrist and hip slowly, leaving his hand by Derek's in case he tried to pull away. But Derek just clenched his fist tighter into Styles' hair and couldn't stop a full-body moan when Styles' mouth dropped open and his eyes rolled. Carefully, very, very carefully, Styles brought his hands up to Derek's fly and worked the button and zipper down. But he didn't stop looking at Derek. Derek tugged, just a little, just to see Styles' face go slack again. And he could feel the shiver in Styles' hands. He would stop this. He would. Styles licked his bottom lip again, leaving it shiny and spit slick. Stop being stupid. I want it too. His grin was the only thing hesitant about him as he leaned in and pressed his face into the open V of Derek's jeans, rubbing back and forth and, fuck, inhaling deep. His wolf and human halves snapped into complete alignment for the first time in... He didn't know when. And he yanked Styles to his feet by his hair and spun them around, slamming the slider boy into the wall. What? Fuck. Fuck. Jesus. Derek. What the actual... Styles finally shut up and his mouth curled into a familiar smirk when Derek licked his tongue from the corner of his jaw to the bottom of his ear, and then repeated the motion on the opposite side. Derek could smell the spit soaking into his skin, altering the scent of Styles' pheromones, and he pulled his head back to bare his neck and laved the skin there, ran the rough of his tongue around the neck of Styles' t-shirt, before pushing back just enough to rip his shirt over his head. When he was done, nobody would mistake Styles for Stilinski. They'd know for a fact he was a Hale. And Derek would do this over and over until Styles could never wash it off. He'd better have meant his little speech, because Derek wasn't going back now. Styles was gasping, words somewhere beside Derek's ear, hands doing incredibly distracting things on Derek's skin. Bed. Bed? Bed. Yes. Derek nodded against Styles' throat, walking them backwards without stopping what he was doing. Bed. The end. Reader's notes. Thank you to Goddess of Birth for giving Blanket permission to record her fic. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/387155. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at paticaproductions.com. I recorded this fic for Dodificus for her birthday. I hope she likes it. Thanks for listening.